Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
We are not jingling, I know that much. Good morning, Carlos.
Yeah, good morning.
Carlos Alzeraqui, father of two.
Forgive me if I'm not doing wacky voices this morning. This one hit me particularly hard. Yeah. Obviously, there have been others.
Yeah.
I suppose because it's younger elementary school children, and that shouldn't be. But we are a society that at least pretends to care more about our children.
Yeah.
But it's hard. It's just really hard this morning for, like, everybody. And, you know, you hear these arguments. There's a congressman on Twitter about, they come to take our guns. And there's something so sadly insincere about that, because I've been in arguments with close family members where if they ever, and there's, well, who's they? They is made up of actual people, so that if we have, as a society decided, for example, we're going to take one of several semi-automatic weapons that fire Remington 223 bullets. That's the Armalite 15. There are several others that you get to keep, but we're just going to come and take that one. You can have your shotgun and your handgun. We need to take that one and stop selling those. You're telling me if they, what if it was your grandchild? What about if it was your neighbor's son or daughter that were in the army that were in charge legally because we voted as a society that we were going to come and take those guns? Would you kill them?
Yeah.
They is so impersonal to you. Those are people that if we voted on as a society that we needed to do this, you would value your, based on fear, your ownership of that one weapon.
Right. Of war.
The
of war.
Of the rest of society. And you would kill a human being over it.
Yeah.
It's really, that's where the mental illness is in the embracement of all this fear. You're afraid. Guns don't make you safer. Yes, you live in a rural part of the country and you feel that you need to have a shotgun or a couple of handguns. We're saying, okay, we're okay with that. You just don't need these weapons that there was a great article by a soldier. He said, we use the M4s, which were automatic, not semi-automatic. But if these types of weapons, after we fired on the range, we could not take them back to the garrison. We had to, as soldiers of the United States Army, we had to leave them at the range.
Yeah. We are, Carlos, we keep saying, you know, in the last two shootings, there was a tactical team in pursuit of him at the time. You don't get a faster, you know, response time, good guy with a gun scenario than you do here. And they were outgunned. The Stephanie, retired cop security guard was outgunned in Buffalo. Like, we have decided that it's okay to just, that we're at war. That you can be, you should expect yourself to be in Afghanistan when you walk into a supermarket or a school.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
As parents, my wife is talking about buying bulletproof shirts for the kids. Is it futile? Probably, but it's the one thing we think we can do, right? Yeah. Put it in their backpack, and maybe at least if something happens, maybe that does something. And that's how desperate we are.
We have, there's video games in every other country. There's mental illness. There's domestic dispute. Only in this country does this happen. And it is insane the level that we're just allowing ourselves to be killed at. I think they were talking about somebody mentioned to somebody in Ukraine what happened here. They can't believe it. Like, they're at war because they're in the middle of a genocide perpetrated by Vladimir Putin. We're allowing this. We are at war with ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah. All these things are statistical probabilities. I wrote a thing, which is an old argument I used to use. We've demonstrated as a culture that we're not adult. We're not. 70 million people voted for Trump. We are not an adult culture. We don't make rash decisions. So it's like giving kids books of matches at a sleepover, saying, well, you know, my kids are responsible with matches, so nothing will happen. Well, of course, at a sleepover of five-year-olds, a fire is going to break out. Then can we label it a tragedy? No, it's a statistical probability. As I said, a tragedy is when a shark attacks somebody in a freshwater lake. These are mathematical, statistical outcomes. They are not tragedy. The tragedy is that we stay the course and not do anything. That's the tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And we were talking, you know, Carlos, it'd be interesting, is that father as a man, obviously, but of two little girls.
Yes.
It's interesting, you know, that we also just don't talk about, I think, enough, that it's always boys. It's always young men, you know, and there's always some element of misogyny, of incel, of, you know, domestic violence, if you name it. This appears, well, we don't, I think the grandmother is, Travis, do we have an update? Is she still in critical? The grandmother is,
the Kyle Rittenhouses of the world,
Yeah, I mean, the Sandy Hook killer, you know, killed his mother first. You know, like, I there is some, you know, and Bob brought it up a little bit, just the, you know, toxic masculinity. And
well, then you see that embodied in people like Boebert and Marjorie Taylor, you know, that is this adoption of somehow if you have a gun, you're more masculine. When the point, in fact, is actually less so.
Yeah.
Because
you're
relying on a weapon to define your masculinity.
Herschel Walker winning yesterday. He's one of many domestic abusers that Donald Trump has backed. And I mean, I keep saying this, like, I've met Raphael Warnock. He is 180 degrees opposite of what Herschel Walker is. He is a truly just good man, amazing reverend senator. Yeah. Herschel Walker is by all accounts a lunatic, by some of his own accounts.
Right.
I mean, he's like threats against not just women, police. I mean, he's okay.
And maybe to his defense, he's probably suffering from CTE, and I don't mean that in jest. He played so much football.
Right.
That he's probably, but
I'm just saying how many Republican candidates have been accused of domestic violence? The one that Trump initially backed in Pennsylvania had to back out because he was, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, we're a country that pretends to be concerned about mental illness, yet we bow at the feet of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, who incited an insurrection. There's your mental illness right there. Keep him away from the presidency.
Right, right. Yeah, talk about toxic masculinity. And it's like all the posters of him, like with Rambo's body and his face. I mean, you're just like, oh my God. First of all, it's like false masculinity. He's the most, Malcolm Nance has said many times, he is such a physical coward. He's a coward.
Yep.
Yesterday's sort of story, he's afraid of pie, not just fruit, but pie being thrown at him. Yeah. I mean, he's such a coward.
And let me say this. We are complex in our views, right? Liberals own guns. My father-in-law teaches gun safety. He's a pistol competition shooter. That's somebody that I might want to send my daughters to learn how to fire properly and respect weapons and learn safety, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't love it, but I think it's a smart thing to do. I fire shotguns, target shooting. I'm horrible at it. We go sporting clay shooting. I hit 4 out of 40. I have a good time. I understand the power of these weapons, but I still say that they frighten me. The fact that they could just be out there frightens me. I enjoy shooting.
I went to a shooting range once as a friend asked me to go, and I literally fired a couple times. This is like the embarrassing. I literally left in tears. I burst into tears, and I had to leave. Just firing a gun made me so upset. You're right. They always all this ridiculous talk of grooming. Why aren't we grooming kids to be violent, either violent racists or just violent? I'm sorry. I'm mostly vegan, but I don't think teaching kids to go shoot animals and watch them suffer and die is a great type of grooming. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No. You are. There is a huge alpha component. Your argument is correct. It's usually men. You know, there's a few exceptions. I talked about armed people getting shot, which was after the Cliven Bundy rally. I think it was a husband and wife went into Vegas and just executed two cops at like a Starbucks.
Yeah, and put a Tea Party flag on their bodies. Yeah.
Well-trained, well-armed officers. And as I always say, the problem is the bad guys don't text ahead.
Like, yeah.
I am going to shoot a room full of people. I just thought I'd let you know so you could be. And talk about the cops not being able to compete with this guy who had body armor. This goes back to 1994 North Hollywood.
Yeah. Sorry, I was North talking Hollywood. To Chris. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
North Hollywood shooter. The cops had to go to a gun store and raid the gun store because... Yep. Remember that? They were just coming at him. Yes. They couldn't stop him.
A friend of mine was one of the cops that was involved in that shootout.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
1994 that was.
Yes.
Yeah. Jim Clyburn yesterday, this is before the shooting.
You come together, you develop proposals, lay out a plan, and you work together, Democrats and Republicans, black and white, young and old, rich and poor, working together as Americans, in order to solve these problems. And that's what we're going to do in this campaign.
You know, we were just, who is it, Travis, which right-winger said, okay, background checks this morning? Ben Shapiro. Yeah.
Said it's time for background checks.
Well, Carlos, exactly. Yeah. I said, you know what? I don't even care if it's craven and cynical and political and they're thinking, oh God, this is going to be the breaking point. It's going to hurt us politically. We better do something. Yeah. I don't even care.
Nope.
Okay. Whatever it is that makes you, if it's cynical and it's political, it's too close to midterms and they sense the American people are fed up and they're going to take a bloodbath in the midterms between Roe and the constant gun carnage.
However it happens, it happens, I'm happy with it.
Yeah. As long as that's 90%. How courageous is it to finally say 90% of Americans want, including gun owners, we should do at least.
Yeah.
Background
checks.
Can
we have a presidential candidate with the freaking passion that Steve Kerr has as the Warriors coach?
Mm-hmm.
So, essentially, I believe his father was shot in Beirut, overseas. I think his father was shot. But, geez, I mean, we need, dare I say, I agree with Senator Unger, but the Democrats, grow a pair of cajones, speak like Steve Kerr, and don't be afraid of it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, Ruben Gallego was on Twitter just telling everyone to off yesterday, starting with the NRA. Ted Cruz,
Ted Cruz is such a weasel.
He is.
Oh, my God. Just the, Democrats and the media are going to politicize this. No, you're politicizing it right now by saying that.
And
really, and it's not politicizing making bacon on your stupid AR-15 for a campaign ad? That's not, like, this is a big joke, isn't it?
Marty and Wendy Bird's kids are more proud of them than the Ted Cruz's kids must be of him. You're an Ozark fan.
Yeah, we're trying to find the Steve Kerr thing, because, no, that is the level of outrage we should all be at. And he's just, he's a basketball coach. He's just like, we're just going to go play a basketball game now. Like, that's okay. This is okay.
It's not okay.
Right?
It really wasn't. I get it that we're supposed to provide entertainment that takes our mind off this, but it really would have been nice of them to take the day off.
Yeah. You know? I was saying that it's just part of the whole, you know, these poor Sandy Hook and Parkland and whoever, parents that they, you know, trot out every time. And again, I don't mean that in a bad way. God bless them for, despite their pain, wanting to make a difference and wanting to speak out every time. But you see, I you know, our friend Fred Gutenberg, I mean, I see the pain in his eyes fresh every single time he's forced to talk about this.
Wouldn't shake his hand.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, the amount of strength that I would be living in a panic room the rest of my life and never coming out. I can't.
But we do. It's this like right. We're okay. Let's put your pain on parade for us again. What was that like in Sandy Hook? Hey, what was that like in Parkland? You know, and it's what are these parents going through now? And it's just oh my God, here we go. Spin the pie wheel again.
Talk about being very Christ-like and very Christian. They're trying. They're begging us to have some empathy, and it's pretty much what probably, from what I heard, this Christ guy would be doing, walking around, going, "Please stop the shooting. Please get rid of these guns. Screw it. Come take our guns, Jesus." Hey,
oh my God!
The
lady in Georgia has that bus that says "Jesus, guns, babies," and then Bob said, "If you use the second word as a verb, it makes it weird." But
yeah.
I mean, but this is what we got to take back, Carlos. This is the pro-death party. They are not pro-life in any way. They're for women dying in back alleys. They're for kids dying in elementary schools. Prove us wrong.
Even if you
do something about it, if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're right. A woman having her joys about health and maybe having to terminate a pregnancy, at least that doesn't kill your children at school. Somebody could literally have a safe abortion at a school and other kids would not suffer. I've always used this argument, too, because it's always about my personal safety. Listen, Stephanie, if I had a Bengal tiger in my backyard,
yes,
and it got out and mauled three kids, and then four of my other neighbors had Bengal tigers, the neighborhood would not stand for, "Hi, man, I know Carlos's tiger got out, but I am a responsible Bengal tiger owner. Don't you come taking my tigers." You know the neighborhood would instantly go, "No.
Like no Bengal tigers.
Bengal tigers are not safe. We have to take them away." You can have a pit bull. You can have a Rottweiler. You can have a Dogo from Argentina. That's a really rabid dog. But you're not allowed to have a Bengal. It's my freedom. It's how I want to protect myself. We wouldn't allow it. An AR-15 or any other semi-automatic weapon that fires a Remington 223 round, those are Bengal tigers. They should not be disseminated in our community.
Thank you.